An investigation is going on in Brazil to find out whether a group of policemen went on a three-hour killing spree in a city just north of São Paulo. 12 people were killed by gunmen in vehicles in a district of Campinas a few hours after a police officer who attended a robbery in the same place was shot dead. Well, Bruce Douglas joins us from Rio de Janeiro. Hello, Bruce.
Morning, Rod.
Morning. Now, how sure can we be about the facts here?
Well, the facts are as follows, that we know 12 people were shot dead in a series of drive-by shootings. Witnesses to the shootings describe seeing the same or at least a very similar group of hooded men in two cars, one grey, one black. In one case, they shot a group of men eating pizza outside their house. In another, a man from inside the car warned children to get out of the way before opening fire. All of those men killed were killed with shots to the head and the chest. None of the men who were killed had guns or drugs on them. And most of those killed had criminal records. There are various theories during the rounds, probably this was a rival gang incident, but there has been reported that the strongest theory, according to investigators, is that the military police carried out this attack in revenge for the killing of a military police officer in the same area a few hours beforehand.
That's interesting. So it's not a gang theory. That's not the predominant theory at the moment.
No, the predominant theory is that it was the military police who carried it out. Their same caliber weapons were used as are used by the military police. And it's not uncommon, sadly, in Brazil for police to take justice into their own hands. However, it should be stressed that at this stage, it's too early to say for sure.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Brazil's record of violence then.
Yes, well, Brazil is still a very violent country. There was a report published at the end of last year which showed there were over 50,000 homicides in Brazil in 2012, which is the highest since 2008, and makes Brazil the seventh most murderous country in the world. And from these statistics, another appalling statistic was that the Brazilian police were responsible for killing almost 1,900 people in that year, which worked out at an average of five a day. And there have been incidents at the end of last year. And what often happens when police are suspected of killing is an outbreak of some mob violence. And we saw this on Monday, yesterday, when a mob broke into a bus station and set fire to three buses, apparently in response to what they see as the local authorities' failure to do anything about police abuses.
So what sort of confidence is there in the investigation of this crime, the killing of these 12 people?
Well, there is increased confidence that Brazil is starting to bring police officers to justice. There's clearly no guarantee that, for a start, it was the police in this case, and secondly, if it were the police, that they would be brought to justice. But things are improving, and the police are becoming more accountable. Last year, 23 police officers were sentenced for their role in the massacre of over 100 inmates at the Carandiru prison in the early 1990s. And in Rio, where I'm speaking to you from, there was a famous case last year of the residents of one of the largest favelas in Latin America being disappeared, and now 25 police officers are in preventative custody, charged with his torture and murder. And some of the protests we saw in June last year were very much about this, about bringing police to account. And it's hoped that if police were responsible for this killing, they may face trial.